around the table.
Well, she'd just tell them to be seated.
Be seated.
Start eating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She wouldn't have to tell them to be seated, just say eat.
Just say eat, they know. If you were passing around, maybe if you had company there and you were passing around some food, you might tell a person, well, just go ahead and
serve yourself.
Serve yourself.
Have so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Help yourself to so-and-so.
If you decided not to eat something that was passed around, you might say, well, no, thank you. I don't believe it.
That's what you should say. But I used to have an old boy that come home with me. And we had a large enough table that he would always sit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pass it to him instead of him saying no thanks or taking hold of the bowl and pass. He'd just lean the way back and get away from it.
They say I don't, and you'd say no, thank you. I don't
care for.
Don't care for it. Mm-hmm.
And you know another thing, Mary, that and I remember this very, very distinctly, and I don't remember when we made the change. But my mother would put the food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Always lots of it and good food,
mm-hmm.
but we ate one thing at a time.
Oh, you did.
Now where you would take a helping of everything we want. Each and everything, if we don't want it, we don't put it on our plate, but each and everything that we want that's on the table, we take a portion into our plate. But then if we had fried potatoes, we ate fried potatoes.
And
then if we want some gravy and biscuits, we ate the gravy and biscuits.
But not at the same time.
And we ate the meat by itself or with the gravy. But we'd never take a piece of meat and some gravy and some cream potatoes,
uh-huh.
and maybe some green beans, mm-hmm. and all like that on a plate at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember when I went through the transition of going to that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the practice of every family that I ever visited when I was a child.
They know all the other families.
That's right. They just fill that table full of food, and you'd dip in, get whatever amount of potatoes, or however they was fixed,
mm-hmm.
and you ate those. You'd always have bread with them because mm-hmm. people ate lots of bread back then.
Oh, they did?
Lots of bread.
A lot more than they do now?
I think so.
I'd
say that there's individuals now that eat as much.
Right.
But then almost everyone ate lots of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now then some people don't eat bread at all. Sometimes we don't even put bread on our table.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I did it to keep them getting fat, and I love bread.
Uh-huh.
But I just done it because I could cut down that much.
Right.
I got to where I do eat toast for breakfast now,
mm-hmm.
and once in a while we'll fix biscuits, but unless we have company here, we seldom have bread on the table,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we're embarrassed. We have company, and I see them looking around, or Louise and I think of bread.
Yeah, I don't ever think of it either, because I don't used to eat it.
And I never think to offer a fella an ashtray, because I don't smoke.
Yeah, me either.
I don't smoke, sometimes men get in here smoking until I can't hardly walk out that door.
Oh. Mm.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand that either. If you heated up some food that you'd already cooked, you'd say that food
warm,
was...
You mean warm it over?
Warmed over.
That's what they did for what we call supper. You
uh-huh.
never referred to it as dinner. You know,
uh-huh.
like,
uh-huh.
I still use the word supper because, well, several reasons. One reason, to me, it's still supper.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason, to a lot of other people, it's still supper. If you refer to dinner, so many people think, well, he's talking about 12 o'clock.
Right, right. That's right.
Yeah. I try to thank the people that I'm around.
Yeah, what they would say.
If I'm with what I call some of the ups, how you say have an aunt to talk with people that were rich or had more, she'd say, well, they're some of the ups.
Oh, your aunt did it?
Uh-huh. So if I'm around some people that I think are up, you know, and I don't mean that as high hat necessarily, but up on their etiquette or their...